Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode. Like many others, my recent holiday plans have been cancelled. We were so looking forward to heading away and exploring somewhere new and different. I don't know about you, but I love the whole process of planning a trip, from choosing and deciding on where to go, right up to the shopping for all the essentials. At least 3 pairs of new shoes are essential, right? I love packing and preparing. I enjoy the hustle and bustle of airports, the chatter and excited voices as people prepare for their trip, and the people watching. Who can forget the people watching? As little as a few months ago, it would have been hard to imagine anything that would prevent us from travelling. We are so used to being able to just book a flight and hop on a plane, and before you know it, we are immersed in a different city and country. But wherever we have travelled to in the past, and wherever we will visit in the future, people are the same. We have the same hopes and dreams for our families and ourselves. Whoever and wherever we are in the world, we all need to know God's love and mercy, His forgiveness and promises. Psalm 117 is the shortest psalm, only 1 chapter and 2 verses, but it is packed full of hope. Praise the Lord, all nations. Glorify Him, all peoples. For His faithful love to us is great. His faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. In verse 1, the psalmist tells everyone, in fact, the psalmist gives a global command to all nations to praise the Lord, all people to glorify Him, not just Christians and people who already know and love God, not just those who have yet to receive Jesus as their Saviour, but all nations and all people. Think about that for a second. There are approximately 7.8 billion people in the world today, and this command is for each and every one of us. That's a pretty big command. And no matter who or where we are to praise and glorify God. But I think it is also a reminder that all nations and all people need to be saved, that God's love and His free gift of salvation is available for us all, and that we all need to repent, ask for forgiveness, invite Him to come and live with us by His Holy Spirit, and accept Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Saviour. The psalmist goes on into verse 2 to give 2 reasons why we should praise and glorify God. Twice we are reminded that God is faithful and of His faithfulness. God's faithful love to us is great. It's not just a little bit of faithful love, but is great. We don't deserve such faithful love. We mess up, we let God down when we do or say the wrong thing, when we rely on ourselves instead of trusting and relying on God. And when we just get it so wrong. But God is there to welcome us back into His arms and to continue faithfully loving us. God's faithfulness endures forever. Forever, never ending, always there, never running out. So at this time, when our travel plans may be cancelled or postponed, I pray we will join as all nations and all people across the world to praise and worship God, to thank Him and remember Him for His goodness and faithfulness to us all. Hallelujah.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.